May the Lord help us to commence by singing part of hymn number 122. 122. And we'll omit verses 2 and 3 and conclude at verse 7. Join all the glorious names of wisdom, love, and power that ever mortals knew, the angels ever bore. All are too mean to speak his worth, too mean to set my Saviour forth. Hymn 122, singing verse 1 and then verses 4 to 7.
Thank you. Let us read the Word of God. The Psalm number 107. Friends, we felt led to this, and so we pray for help to read God's Word. May it be blessed to us. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we bless thee, we thank thee, Lord, that has given us another opportunity to gather around thy word in this sanctuary. And Lord, with our friends who we do feel love to, Lord, in thy holy name. And Lord, thou knowest how we've been in meditation since we were with them last Lord's Day. Thou knowest how thou hast led us in those ways of considering what we should come with tonight. Oh, we hope to in some way further go on in the theme of where we were on Lord's Day, but Lord, particularly in relating to our lives and what they are, how we are, what we are, and where we are, and how we're going along. You know, it's those words that we have read, Lord, in the seventh verse, and he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. You know, it's in all the things of our lives, troubles, our sorrows, to the natural mind it may not appear the right way, but we know if thy love is set upon us, if we're quickened into life as we were considering on Lord's Day, surely thy purpose is all for the best. And those words we did look at, Lord, and make mention of, the words in the Epistle to the Romans, in that 8th chapter, thou knowest that verse, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And Lord, as we have heard in the theme and our friend in his prayer, the greatest concern and need that we have, Lord, if we're born of the Spirit, is that we may be blessed to know that thy wonderful love is upon us, to us, and for us. We are under the favour of the love of God. And all that we may know and taste redeeming love here tonight, Lord, is our great need and desire. Do come thus, Lord, and bless us here with the favour of thy felt presence among us. And may we hear thy voice, Lord, by faith. May we receive thy word, Lord, and feel the blessed benefits of the gospel. The favour, Lord, we pray for is the favour of joy and peace in believing in thee, our great God. In thee, O God, our Heavenly Father. In thee, O dear Lord, our beloved Saviour. And believing in and knowing the work and operation of the Spirit. Oh, that we may so come and worship thee, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, blessed forevermore. O come, Lord, may the Holy Spirit take of the things of Jesus and reveal them unto us each here tonight. And Lord, we are mindful as this service is broadcast live, we're mindful of any who may be listening in, Lord. Oh, do especially bless them, go to them where they are in their room, wherever they are, Lord. You know, as we have at times listened to sermons, even in the car and in other places where we've been. And Lord, oh, we do praise that we know thou canst bless thy people, even where'er they dwell, where'er they meet. And Lord, we are mindful too that others may be gathered in worship tonight in the causes of truth in thy Zion, in the Church of God on earth. Oh, where'er thy people meet, may it truly be as one pen, there they behold thy mercy seat. And where'er they seek thee, thou art found, and every place is hallowed ground. Bless thy people, Lord, favour them, bless souls. Lord, oh, thou knowest as we feel so much as we did on Lord's Day, we must come with a solemn message. We must warn, Lord, we must sound an alarm. Oh, Lord, oh, thou didst say to us, apply thy word to us when we were being out in the ministry our first few days. And thou didst apply the word, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. And Lord, oh, it is so important, so needed, the alarm. The alarm to poor sinners, the alarm to souls. Oh Lord, if we are alive by grace, we will know and hear that alarm. And oh Lord, we do pray that any that are still under the sad state of the darkness of nature might hear it. And it might be in that way they should be made alive spiritually. Oh, we look for thy work to appear, Lord. Let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. It is very humbling for thy servants. Oh, we would humbly acknowledge it, Lord, the favour of our meditation today and our thinking of precious souls thou hast given us and the wonders thou hast wrought, the wonders of redeeming love. Oh, what thou hast done, Lord. No, Lord, we would ever be in what we think we quoted in preaching on or praying on Wednesday, Lord, with the friends at Oakington. Not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. We pray we may ever give thee, triune God, the glory, and not take any praise to ourselves for how dangerous this is. As Solomon said, this is what can come from our old nature, our wicked heart, Lord. We pray to keep it subdued, subdue it and keep it subdued. May we be under the favour of reigning grace. Reign o'er us as King, Lord, and accomplish thy will. Oh, not that we would ever want our own will, but the old man does. But oh, subdue the monstrous host that dwells within, Lord. And knoweth all our solemn, sad feeling of still being troubled by indwelling sin. We are guilty sinners, Lord. We have so much to confess, Lord. We come tonight needing to confess. Oh, needing to be honest in confession, to tell thee all our sad condition. Oh, and Lord, to plead that word again, which has been so wonderful and precious to us, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And now with all those things of sin, of thought and word and deed, we've got need to confess and repent of them, Lord. We pray for that favour, that godly sorrow may work repentance unto salvation in us each, Lord, and we may be in a solemnity of confession and repentance. A Lord, pleading for mercy, pleading the blood that did for sin atone. Oh, we plead thy holy name, our dear and beloved Saviour, the Saviour of sinners, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he who has done all for the church, we plead what thou hast done, Lord. We plead with thee, O God, our Heavenly Father, what thy beloved Son has done, what he's accomplished. O Lord, thou knowest all our hope is in him. We bless thee for that revelation of him, his favour of thy so given us by the Spirit to know and taste redeeming love. Those of us who have known and tasted redeeming love, and some of us it was with some of us many, many years ago, Lord, thou knowest how that we do seek to have it renewed, to know it more and more, and to have fresh tokens, and oh, where we need fresh application of thy holy sin-atoning blood, Lord, to our hearts and consciences. This is the only way of our coming to thee and pleading and knowing and seeking, Lord, that we may know again forgiveness and pardon. Oh, pardon and peace through the blood, the holy blood of Christ applied to us. Oh, do come and make application tonight by the wonderful work and operation of the Spirit. And those sacred things of those strains of what we've been singing and what we hope to continue to sing, as we know we have the latter part of the hymn to sing for the second hymn. Lord, we do pray here tonight that precious souls may be led into all the wonders of redeeming love. Lord, for thou didst say in that wonderful word recorded in John's Gospel, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And all what thou didst speak and express in that context, and even to that place where we read the record of thy words, Lord, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Lord, thou knowest all the things of distress and sorrow. Amidst the sorrows of the way, Lord, we pray, do teach us to pray and help us to pray on. Thou knowest all the sadnesses of our pathways, Lord, the things that do make us feel so sad, personal things of our own affliction through sin, and the things of circumstance in our families, Lord, all the many things of sorrows, Lord. But oh, what a favour it is we do have a God to go to, and Lord, that we can cast all our care upon thee. Oh, those words of Peter are so precious, Lord. What thou didst give him to so right and record. And Lord, we know his ministry had the theme in it. Lord, thy people are exhorted in his epistle, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And Lord, we think of the words too in the psalm, where the psalmist was so cast down. And now, Lord, thou didst even apply it and use it in my own brother's case, not long before he passed the river of Jordan into the Jordan of death. Oh, and those words, why, that Gerald preached that day, why art thou cast down, oh my God, why art thou disquieted within me? Oh, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. And now one believes his dear beloved brother had that view in prospect of heaven through the ministry of the word that day, only 6 days before he passed the river. Lord, thou knowest how these things are so sacred and blessed, and oh, we stand in wonder of all what thou dost do, and how thou favours thy people. How thou usest the ministry of the word to bless thy people. And Lord, thou knowest how one in his our own personal pathway. Oh, one believes we can say tonight the favour we have known and experienced of being led forth by the right way, even into the ministry of the word. And Lord, we do pray thou knowest, and knowing the need that there is of the sending forth yet of more labourers into thy harvest, thou hast exhorted us to pray for this. Nor we think of the words that were so much upon us and in us, Lord. Look on the fields. They are white, ready to harvest. Lord, oh, we know, Lord, the harvest is plenteous, the labourers are few. Who knoweth those who ask, ordained from all eternity, that must go forth to preach the word. Surely part of the leading of their own experiences and the pathway toward it. Thou knowest, Lord. And Lord, too, thou knowest, as we think of souls who have been blessed and have not been enabled yet to follow thee. Or when we think back of the blessed conversation we had with the late Mr. Broom, and how he said he was hoping to get to Swavesey again after his affliction, but he'd had that time of affliction. And he said, I feel I shall have to preach more of the precepts of the gospel. Lord, thou knowest. All these precepts are to be preached, and it's thy servants who must preach them. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Now those words of charge and exhortation to Timothy. And now he was wonderfully helped so to preach. Oh, we and Lord, the words of the apostles, we preach Christ crucified. And to the Jews, a stumbling block, unto the Greeks, foolishness. But unto us who are saved, are we among them, Lord? Confirm souls here tonight, that we may be able to say together, without presumption, unto us who are saved, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Lord, we pray thus for each one. We pray for the young people, Lord, the children. Bless them, Lord, thou knowest their burden for them. Oh, do teach them. Could it please thee to begin to teach them in early days of their lives? Oh, this will save them from thousands of snares as they go on in life. Oh, do work, Lord, quicken into life in early days, if it could be thy will. Watch over and keep them, Lord, in these solemn days. Save them from all those awfully solemn things that are taught in the schools. If they do receive any of these things under teaching in the school, in their school days, Lord, help them to unlearn them. Oh, we believe the grace of God will cause them to unlearn them. Lord, may they not even learn them, but may they have from the careful and prayerful upbringing, the parents in bringing them up would warn and direct them right. We trust they do. We believe they do. And so do bless the young, Lord, and keep them from all the wickedness of this world. And Lord, those going forth into life, in work life, employment, and you know, as the many things they have to do with, whatever the sphere of their calling is, Lord. Oh, there's dangers, so many dangers. Dangers of every shape and name. Attend the followers of the Lamb. But thy people shall be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Bless with that keeping grace, Lord. And Lord, friends in business life and difficulties of these days, Lord, help them, Lord, appear for them in any troubles, Lord. Oh, Lord, make the way still that they may honestly be able to pursue their business lives, Lord, in these days of much treachery and many things of deviousness about in the world. And Lord, those in affliction we especially remembering our dear friend and brother, the dear beloved deacon, Lord, thou knowest his accident, Lord. And Lord, we are seeking to acknowledge thee and praise thee as he does and his family does. A wonderful way in which they were granting him the restoring mercies and strengthening him, Lord. Oh, how favoured he's been in spiritual things, and yet what a hard path he's had to tread. And Lord, as also some of the family have. And Lord, oh, we think of it in respect to the way of thy will for each one of thy people. We think of those words that we quoted to a friend and brother in Essex, Lord, thou hast soe'er the way. Dear Saviour, still lead on. Nor lead us, leave us ere we say, Father, thy will be done. At most we do but taste the cup. Thou alone hast drunk it up. And oh, do lead our friend into this. Oh, him and his dear loved ones, for Lord, they are still in sorrow, Lord. They feel their loss. They feel their troubles in ways of thy giving and taking. Oh, how we do want to bow to this, Lord. He gives and he takes, and he makes no mistakes. But, Lord, do continue to help them. Thou hast wonderfully helped them. And, oh, Lord, we do pray thus, each of us, in all our lives, in our families, our loved ones, those that are a great burden to us. We're burdened for their souls, Lord. We're burdened for them in many ways. Lord, hear our prayers. Help us to pray on to watch and pray, Lord. Oh, Lord, do help us eat. And Lord, we pray thus for all thy people throughout the world. Oh, we pray that there may yet be wonderful things in thy appearing, even in the earth, Lord, too. So manifest that thou art still at work, Lord, wonderfully. We do know it. We have witnessed it. We desire to see and witness it more, Lord. And there are the terrible places and areas of conflict, Lord. We pray the wars may be made to cease, Lord. We plead thy word, he make his wars to cease unto the end of the earth. Lord, oh, where we are solemnly too, very much led into solemn thinking. For we know and read in one of the passages in Isaiah's prophecy that thou, O God, the great God, says, I will punish the world for sin. And, oh, Lord, we wonder how that will be. Oh, Lord, thou knowest thy will. We tremble as we think of it. But, oh, we pray, especially we may be prepared, Lord, for whatever comes. And so that even they that kill the body can do no more. They cannot touch our soul. And Lord, as we were considering in the ways we were last Lord's Day, oh, we bless thee. That thou art the judge, thou Son of God. All judgment given into thy hand. And shall not the judge of all the earth do right. So help us, Lord, to know, assure us that we are in the favour of being among thy people, called by grace, blessed, heirs together of the grace of life in the way of thy bond, the bonds of the gospel, oh, the way of thy favour in thy people, bringing them into the liberty of the gospel, joy and peace in believing. Come, Lord, and shed abroad thy love into our hearts, in our hearts this night, and any that are listening in. Oh, Lord, bless the word, bless thy people, feed them also. Lift them up forever. Hear our prayers for our country, Lord, and our rulers. All in authority over us, we would remember them, and that too they each have a never-dying soul. His Majesty the King, Lord, and the royal household. Hear our prayers, Lord. Oh, our poor prayers. Make up in giving where we fail to ask. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
We'll sing further verses from hymn 122, commencing at verse 8 and concluding at verse 11. Jesus, my great high priest, offered his blood and died. My guilty conscience seeks no sacrifice beside. His powerful blood did once atone, and now it pleads before the throne. Hymn 122, singing verses 8 to 11.
Friends, you may appreciate or may understand that one has tried to be pondering, meditating since last Lord's Day, and It seemed to be that most days in this week of time since last Lord's Day, my mind has been going to this psalm, and particularly the seventh verse. So tonight, as God may help me, I would seek to direct you and consider with you the seventh verse in the 107th psalm. Psalm 107, verse 7. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Surely we must humbly acknowledge how some of those lines in the hymn we've sung so much closely agree with this word. But of course we need to carefully begin to consider it again. I know I have brought it before you here, I think more than once before, and other parts of this psalm, but this verse especially too, I think we have considered together on former occasions. But bearing in mind, as we may reflect back upon things we considered last Lord's Day, friends, I seem to have it like this to bring before you tonight. He led them forth. We're all in a journey. We're in life's journey, friends. But while are we in the journey of life, having been quickened into spiritual life? I mean, every one of humanity is on a journey through life. Oh, so much according to the way of everyone being in darkness of nature before they know anything of God's saving grace. All humanity are going along in life, but not all humanity can begin to embrace such a word as this. Oh, here the psalmist had it, and he led them forth by the right way. He, God, and them, God's people. We know, of course, it relates to the children of Israel journeying through the wilderness. It could be just considered as relating to them, but surely it means much more than that. Much more, there is many more to consider, God's people. Because how the psalm finishes, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. So it's very clear that this psalm is not just a psalm of record of those that have gone before. It's true concerning every one of those that have gone before. We could go to the cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 11. It was true concerning all those. But then after that, the 12th chapter, and all those that we have known of the cloud of witnesses, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And they were all taught sins demerit, friends, and then gladly owned salvation free, and from Sinai to the wounds of Jesus flee, stripped of all their fancied meekness, to approach the dread I am, they are led to see all fitness, centering in the worthy Lamb. Are you one of them, friends? Am I? He led them forth. He, God. God Jehovah, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God blessed forevermore. He led them forth. But particularly, friends, I think in such a word as this, we should particularly think of the Son of God, like it was on Lord's Day, coming to consider those words we did. It was as considering the Son of God. He led them forth, for the Son of God, he came down to this earth. He stooped down to this world. He came to save the church. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. But do you remember last Lord's Day? I think it was more in the evening. We were led to speak, I trust, about how God causes his people to know There's a purpose in their lives. God has his ordained purpose for each one to walk in their pathway that he's appointed for them. And it may be a hard path. It may be much tribulation. It may be in many sorrows. Like the hymnist said, "Midst the sorrows of the way, would Jesus teach our hearts to pray?" Oh, it is not appointed for God's people to have an easy path. Oh, it's through much tribulation that he must enter the kingdom. But what a favour it is, such a great favour, if we're quickened into life. Oh, you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Just reflecting for a moment more on last Lord's Day, the profound way, friends, it's really deeply humbled me. You know, I was so anxious and begging for the text, and how the Lord gave those words to me, even by that lady standing beside me and just publicly, audibly saying, "We are all either quick or dead. We're all either quick or dead." And oh, how it is solemnly still, it's true tonight, friends, here in God's house, we're all either quick or dead. If there were any of you still dead in sin, as you were born, as we were all born in sin, dead in trespasses and sins, oh, if there are any, I do hope the alarm will cause you to so feel and know your danger of being in such a state. You know, as I have to say it, not in any way, a harsh way, I wouldn't, but I have to solemnly warn that we can go to chapel all our lives and still find we're wanting at last. As I've told you before, a godly man and minister, Mr. Buck, I was very close to him because I collected him from the most northerly underground station ever so many times when he was coming to preach at Stockport Hope. And Mr. Buck, he used to say that it's such a great mercy, a great favour to be judged and condemned under the law of God in time, that we might not be judged and condemned at the judgment day with an ungodly world. As he brought you in guilty, friends, he will convict and convince of sin. He will do it for everyone. It will be you being convicted and convinced of sin that will make you really need a saviour. Oh, it's not the righteous, it's sinners Jesus came to call. And this is the right way, friends. It's not a way of legal things like the Jews would have stood for. We know how on Lord's Day we were reading about how those legal Jews, how they were asking questions. Oh, friends, even criticising the Lord of life and glory. Oh, friends, the favour to be really made to know your need of the Saviour. We had a very sweet time on Wednesday in the home at Harpenden and a conversation with a dear man from the Midlands who is now resident in the home. His name is Sidney, I take it, and he's a dear godly man. And the conversation we had was so sweet. And wonderfully, he was very favoured last Lord's Day in hearing Mr. Warboys preach at Luton Bethel. He was so favoured. He said he took me back 70 years to when I was a young man. And he said, I think he's over 90 now. He said, I was a young man and I didn't really understand what there was in all this religion and the ways of how I was brought up. And he said, but then, he said, a time came and I began to realise there's something in this religion. And a dear friend, Mr. Warboys, was saying this was how it was with him. And think of it, friends, how the Spirit works. The wonderful way the Spirit works. That dear man there in the chapel on the Lord's Day morning, hadn't heard Mr. Warboys before, but the Holy Spirit kills that Mr. Warboys preach. The things were so parallel in experience to what a dear man had experienced 70 years ago, over 70 years ago. Surely it could be said, I believe he would acknowledge it. I said, can I tell Mr. Warboys? He said, please do. And you see, friends, in these things, it's all part of God leading his people forth by the right way. He led them forth by the right way. And it's a way of following Christ, the way of the teaching of the Spirit, the way of being brought by God, his great love and mercy to those he has chosen ere time began, that they shall be born again, quickened into newness of life, born from above, and then God going on to teach them, and he led them forth. So friends, tonight, particularly for you and me, and in any cases that may be listening in, do you feel you can say he? So you can't say he led me forth if you don't know God. If you don't know God and the Son of God, God the Father and the dear beloved Son of God, and God the Holy Spirit, whose holy divine operation is what brings a sinner into real need. Friends, can you acknowledge it? And he led them forth. Could you say, and he led me forth by the right way? The right way, I believe the right way will be God beginning, not people taking up religion themselves, not people encouraging themselves to believe. It will be God's work by the Spirit. He led them, for he begins the work of grace in his people, and he carries on the work of grace in his people. He works in them to will and to do of his good pleasure. And he led them forth by the right way of the teaching of the Spirit, the right way of God, so opening up the word, a precious word of truth, and the solemn parts of it, as well as the blessed, encouraging parts. You know, God will bring his people in some depth and measure to be at Sinai. They must experience something of the law. Oh, they are all taught sin's demerit. This is the way he leads them forth by the right way. They are all taught sin's demerit. Don't get confused with words you might read. I think of the words in the early chapters of Romans. They are most blessed words, most wonderful record it is, a wonderful epistle. Some have thought and took hold of the words, the goodness of God has led me to repentance. It will be truly so, but if we just think that the goodness of God leads us to repentance without any application of the law of God, it can't ring right, friends. As sinners can say and none but they, how precious is the Saviour. Oh, they will all be taught sin's demerit. How have you been brought to feel your sins? To feel, to see sin smarts but slightly. But oh, to feel cuts deep beyond expression. Oh, to really be a convicted, convinced sinner. Well, what is it to be made to be a convicted and convinced sinner? I believe it's to be convicted. The sentence passed upon the sinner, convicted of the crime of sin, which is ongoing, and all the many sins. Oh, convicted, convinced. You know you deserve the punishment. Convinced as a sinner, to Jesus I fly, informed by the gospel. For such there is room. Are you a convicted and convinced sinner? Oh, it's such a sacred favour, and yet it's so solemn and painful. Oh, it is so solemn that you're brought to be so convicted and convinced. Convinced that If my soul were sent to hell, God's righteous law approves it well. But surely, friends, he led them forth by the right way, and these characters who God, by the power and operation of his Spirit, convicts and convinces of their sin, God's purpose is to save them. He will not convince of sin just to damn them at last. He will do it in those he loves to so bring them to need the Saviour. And if you've really known it in some solemn measure, you really need the Saviour. And he led them forth by the right way of the Holy Spirit, causing them to need the Saviour and causing them to know in God's time and taste redeeming love. Oh, I know that when God brought me into these things, then I had to beg for mercy. We became a beggar. Agreement in the words of one who put it, a beggar poor at mercy's door, poor, got no righteousness, got no merit, got nothing in us to merit God's esteem or give God the Creator delight. This is the way he leads them forth, friends. He leads them forth by the right way, the way of the teaching of the Spirit, the way of the exercise, the way the Spirit exercises the dear souls that God has set his love upon and has begun to work him. You hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, quickened into life and into need and into exercise. And God in great mercy teaching, none teacheth like he teacheth. God teaches his people. He brings them into his school. Oh, they are learners. Oh, may I be a learner. You desire it. If you've been taught in some measure, you want more. You want to be right. You say, even like the psalmist said, search me, O God, and know me, try me, and know my heart. And when the Lord reveals to us what a wicked heart we've got and shows us all the diabolings within it, then all we can do is beg for mercy and plead for forgiveness and pardon. And oh, who is a pardoning God like thee, we say to God. Who has grace so rich and free? God Jehovah does. The true and living God does. And so he led them forth by the right way. Oh, that they might be taught and blessed. Prepared for heaven, they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, this time state becomes to the child of God a veil of tears. Oh, it is the path of sorrow, the veil of tears, the wilderness journey. It is hard for the flesh to know and feel this. Oh, hard for the natural mind, but oh, the spiritual mind, the understanding God gives in the spiritual mind, the child of God learns it. They learn the pathway is not all happy and joyful all the day. Used to hear it sung as we live next to the Salvation Army Citadel. Now I am happy all the day. I don't find it so, friends. There are many sorrows. Oh, it's a veil of tears. But oh, friends, the wisdom and perfect way and mind of God is as sorrows in the scales he weighs, measures out their pains. Oh, pain and affliction. Oh, hard things. Tribulation more or less. They must and shall endure. But in this pathway that he leads them forth in the right way, it's for that most blessed, wonderful, eternal weight of glory laid up for his people. Oh, they are to learn that this is the wilderness that we travel round to reach the city of our God. He led them forth by the right way. But friends, to come now to particularly points that we were trying to consider on Lord's Day, God's purpose of our lives. He led them forth because he has a purpose for each one of his people. Of course, ultimately it is that he will have them with him in heaven. God will have his people all home in heaven, in glory, for the praise of God forever and ever. And we shall see him as he is and never, never sin. And from the rivers of his grace drink endless pleasures in and worship God without a veil between. Oh, when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise him as I ought. But friends, in their lives, however many years it is, as you know, as one has made known to you, it was right back in 1958 when God first dealt with me. And all those years never passed. And oh, we have had wonderful favours, we've had many sorrows. But oh, friends, the fact is, I hope we've learned in some measure the will of God, to bow to his will. Oh, even at times, one time particularly, we had such a great shock and loss, but I could say, by grace, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. That was not from my own natural mind or heart, friends. It was nothing but the grace of God. Nothing but the grace of God could enable one to continue all these years. And I don't want to make any boast of that for anything of the flesh. It's the grace of God. By grace I am what I am. And oh, friends, there are those of you here too. Some of you have had to pass through much tribulation. But what's the purpose that God has in his holy mind for us? Well, in my case, of course, it was that we had the ministry, exercise of the ministry, and we know there were those others, and some we've had to do with, who've gone out into the ministry. And it's a wonderful thing that God does. He has his holy appointment for one and another to become servants of God and preach the word. That they may be like we read in one of the epistles, and we are ambassadors for Christ. And oh, friends, when we know and feel that leading of the Spirit and carrying of one and another, as I have had it given me to so do over the years, and then to see these things appearing, the Lord bringing these things in his time to fruition, he led them forth, their own personal experience, and for his purpose of what he has appointed for them, as they are ordained for the work of the ministry, even before the foundation of the world, he led them forth by the right way. The right way of not going to learn it academically. You can't. We cannot. Think of Mr. Tom, like Mr. Tompkins used to come to Stockport Hope. God's people, he knows, he used to state it. Often he'd speak it. You cannot learn God's truth. As schoolboys learn their task, such knowledge is not proof against delusion's blast. God teaches. Oh, but also he anoints. He anoints his servants for the work of the ministry. This is what is so much to be given, to be known and acknowledged. And oh, when the Lord so is working for this, I believe, like dear friend, our late pastor, we used to have it, Ashwell used to say, the Lord will show it to the brethren who he has appointed for the work. And it's a wonderful, blessed thing when those that are exercised, carrying souls, who God gives some light and understanding, they are for the ministry. He led them forth. He does it, friends. It's nothing of man's persuasion or man's teaching. It's he does it. and God shows it to some of the brethren. And in God's time, those words, like we read of them, is relating to the Hebrew children, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, or go forth. God, at his time, sends them forth. And so, friends, in relating to also people coming to the church to testify, he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. In the journey, in the pathway, and the purpose of God in their, in and for them in their lives, they should, according to God's command, take up their cross and follow him. He led them forth by the right way, by the right way in their lives, that their lives might be as to the praise and honour and glory of God. They might be living to his praise, giving witness, telling the world who they love and who they serve. Not ashamed to own my Lord. Not ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend on whom my hopes of heaven depend. He led them forth by the right way. Once I heard a testimony, and all that was in it was, the person kept saying, "Well, it's the right way. Well, it's the right way." Really, I wanted to hear more than that. Friends, it's not a legal way. It's not a way of the legal way of thinking, this is the right thing to do. The way is following Christ, drawn by his love. Oh, the love of Christ constraineth us. This is the way. And if you really are able to rightly say, this is the way I long have sought and mourned because I found it not. And if you really have grief and burden that you cannot see some sin, and yet you have hope that the Son of God has blotted out your transgression, like we have in the context, put away your sin, surely he's leading you, he's drawing you. Jesus draws the chosen race. And oh, he led them forth. Everyone who's gone the way of the commands of Christ, if they've gone that way right, he led them forth. And he led them forth, friends. It's knowing fellowship with him. It's being led into the wonders of redeeming love. And because of what is granted in such great favour to the child of God to believe in Jesus Christ and that he shed his blood for me. Oh, those that are blessed to have tokens of his love and then further favours and led by the Spirit into all the riches of his grace. Oh, the wonders of redeeming love. Oh, how humbling, how melting it is, how amazing it is, the wonders of redeeming love known and given to the child of God to know and experience salvation by grace. Salvation by grace, how charming a thing. Oh, wonders that the Lord Jesus Christ should suffer, bleed and die for me. Oh, why me? Oh, blessed God, why me? You must forever lie in hell. We're not salvation free. But oh, how blessed to know salvation is full and free. Oh, according to the love that God has loved, the great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Oh, the favour. So being quickened and quickened and further quickening in the ways of how it is that Christ goes on to bless and favour by the Holy Spirit working, and people, God's people, are so favoured and blessed. Their souls are fed. They feed upon a precious Christ by faith. They live upon his, in him live and upon him cast their care. He saves from death, destruction and despair. Friends, and he led them forth. Friends, think of your Lord. how he was led forth and how he was arrested. We know when Peter tried to resist his arrest, the Lord said to him, "Put up thy sword into his sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?" Think of it, friends. That cup that he must drink there, and then arrested and taken into the judgment hall. And all before that, the rough words of that governor. Oh, have you seen him standing before the governor? Oh, have you seen him there in the judgment hall? Have you seen him there on the place of the pavement where they use that terrible Roman scourge on him? Have you seen him wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe? And there they said, "Behold the man." Have you been so blessed, the sacred favour, to behold him, to see him in his sufferings, in under his terrible agonies? Oh, have you seen him led out to Calvary, Golgotha, the place of a skull? Why was it place of a skull? Because that is where they crucified the disobedient servants. Think of it. The Lord of life and glory should so be crucified there. It was the will of God he should, because all the sins of the whole church were laid upon him. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That means all those who are quickened, all those born of the Spirit, who God is teaching. Do you feel you're in the favour of it, friends? Do you feel that you're able to acknowledge that you have known something of these favours, and the Lord loves you? You love your Lord. You love God. You love your Lord, the Saviour, the Son of God, your elder brother, who was born for adversity, come to this world, and oh, went through all those tremendous agonies, suffered, oh, the just for the unjust, to bring you to God. Oh, have you gone then to Calvary by faith? Saw the Lord there, seeing, having the view of faith, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. To see your sins all laid on him. And like in one of the sweet themes, I think it's in two of the hymns, and hear the blessed Spirit say, "All this was done for you." This is being led forth by the right way, friends. Oh, in this way, this so much is revealed of such all the wonders of God's grace, redeeming love will be your theme. You may be able to testify, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. And then after death, in glory, you'll praise God forever and ever there for what he's done for you, what you've learned here in the time sake. He led them forth. It's a path of learning, a path of experience. The experiences of the favours of the love of God, the blessing of the Lord to make it rich. The people of God so experiencing. Oh, it causes them to make returns of love again. You know how the sparrows in the song acknowledges how the Lord, even the bridegroom, the Son of God, he's gone down into his garden to eat his pleasant fruits. And you know, dear sparrows could say, "I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies." Oh, there may be this here. He may come down and feed among the lilies here. You say, "Well, you tell us we're such sinners." Yes, you are, and I am. But oh, blessed, oh, favoured, taught and blessed, and Christ made precious. And then the favours of God seals redemption to his people. clothes them in the righteousness of Christ, brings them to be like we read in the song, the blessed words that are stated there, thou art all fair, my love, there is no spot in thee. Oh, he feeds among the lilies. Oh, this beauty is all in him. Oh, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. Mid flaming worlds in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, the will of God for each of his people, that they might be saved here in time and prepared for heaven, washed in the blood of Christ, clothed in his righteousness, and to be, like we sing in one of the hymns, faultless to stand before the throne of God. Oh, to be found faultless at that solemn time of the great day, the day of judgment. Oh, faultless to stand before the throne, the judgment throne of Christ. He will come to judge the world in righteousness. Oh, when rolling worlds depart on fire and thousands sink to hell, this covenant shall the saints admire, in all things ordered well, because God has taught them and led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. And so, friends, the favour then, like as we were saying, the purpose of your lives. Oh, yes, you will say, well, I've got my job, I've got my calling, I've got we're in families, and the purpose of our life is living and coming to the house of God to worship God, and yes, good and right it is. But do you really know God? You think of the words of Christ in his high priestly prayer, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. And if we, as we have once touched upon it in this message, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Oh, God's loving kindness, friends. We sometimes sing it. One particular time was when my dear one had an operation. We come out from the hospital onto the M25 and to come between two junctions, and I started singing. She sung with me. We sung some of the verses of hymn number 9, His Loving Kindness, Oh How Great. His Loving Kindness, Oh How Free. But you know, of course, we were both members then. But you know, those of you here, the purpose of your lives, friends, surely it's not just coming to chapel. If God is blessing you, surely there's much more purpose in God's purpose and will for you. Oh, that the love of Christ might constrain you. Oh, that he might draw you. You might be made willing. You might experience the day of his power. God's people says, my people shall be willing in the day of his power, my power. Oh, the power of the love of God. Oh, the power that draws sinners unto Christ. The power that draws sinners to follow Christ. Oh, this right way, friends, it's seeing the Lord by faith gone before us. And of course, he has given those important new commands that we should love one another, and that we should obey his voice, and that we should follow him. And so, friends, as enabled by grace, oh, now subdued by sovereign grace, my spirit longs for thy embrace. Oh, to know it more, but oh, for us to praise him, to make returns of love again. For you see, like another word in the Song of Solomon, where the Lord says, oh, my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, let me see thy countenance in the secret place of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. You know, It's a wonderful favour and important according to the will of God and the way God so calls his people, blesses his people, leads them on and draws them. And the Son of God gone before and he being made so precious and his people feeling that great gratitude. Oh, great gratitude. It's the work of the Spirit to give the child of God to feel that great gratitude to God. Thanks, thankfulness, thanksgiving. And the way of thanksgiving will be in praise, honour and glory to him who loved us and gave himself for us. He who washed us from our sins in his own blood. He who wrought that righteousness out for the church, keeping the whole law of God, making it honourable on his people's behalf, and the way of the favour of the grant of that wonderful clothing, that way even the psalmist says it in another psalm. He says he has covered me, he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, covered me with a robe of righteousness. Righteousness, friends, to the believer, freely given, God the giver. Oh, we pray that he may lead us on, lead us in the way everlasting. We may follow our Lord. Oh, through much tribulation, may follow their Lord. So I leave it with you, friends. There's much more that some ministers more able than me could bring out of this. But friends, may the word be blessed to you. May you know it in your personal experience and the way God is leading you on in whatever it is that he has purpose for you in your lives. Oh, the purpose of your life. Friends, I think of the word, the theme in the hymn. His purposes will ripen fast and fold in every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan God's work in vain, but God is his own interpreter. He will make it plain. He'll lead you on. We pray for it, friends. Lead us in the way everlasting. Oh, may it be wonderfully witnessed here yet. God is doing this among you here, blessing you, blessing precious souls, and the honour and glory. And to God, our triune God, may ascend up to heaven. We may join cheerful songs with those around the throne. 10,000 are their tongues, but all their joys are one. Worthy the Lamb that died, they cried, to be exalted thus. Worthy the Lamb, their lips replied, for he was slain for us. Amen.
God willing, there'll be reading services next Lord's Day, and Mr. Jabez Rutt will preach on Wednesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn number 119, 119. Great God, from thee there's naught concealed. Thou seest my inward frame. To thee I always stand revealed, exactly as I am. Hymn 119.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss. As we have just sung, Lord, oh may we know that it's thy obedience, even upon and above everything of our disobedience. But oh, do make us obedient in following thee, Lord. Oh Lord, help us to live to thy praise. Oh Lord, help us each. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us, Lord. May it abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.